You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in and deep dive into our subject today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, plural. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. The customer service is, I can tell you a story of like, maybe it's 2 or 3 years ago where I couldn't get, it was an older machine. It wasn't one of the newer machines, but I couldn't get it. And they literally sat on the phone with me for almost an hour trying to problem solve. And eventually we got it. And eventually we needed to get a couple pieces kind of sent, but their customer service, and at that point on, they had a customer for life. So go mention Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins or any of us, and they'll give you $400 off for you. I said it right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking to become a better basketball coach, you're looking to expand, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for resources, teachhoops.com is the answer. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's better than Netflix because it comes with me. It comes with one-on-one calls. It comes with resources and things to make you a better basketball coach. It has everything that you're going to need in one spot. It has the roadmap set up for you so you know to kind of go tackle the things that you need in order to solve your basketball questions. So go over and check it out. It also helps us pay the bills. So go over and check that out. Also, I said this on a couple other podcasts. We'd love if you go over.
We'll give it a shot. Like, we got to try something. And I figured, right. So I put my tallest guys, at the top of the 1-3-1, right? The wings and the guy. But I was thinking they're just going to be able to pass right over this trap. And they panicked and they were.
Well, what I would do too, what I've done in the past, especially at that level, is I'll even if they make a little, I'll test things throughout the game just for changeups. Because if they get in a routine, they're like, my guess is their pressure against you, they were feeling good about it. And then you countered it. That's why they went to man, but they came back to it. Like, it's one of those things where I just got to get you out of rhythm. Like, if you're doing that to me, maybe I'm going to throw a full court press on you. I just don't want you to feel comfortable doing what you're doing. I want to counter what you're doing. And that's probably what happened is they were comfortable with what you were doing defensively. And then all of a sudden you threw something else. It's like, whoa.
It was funny because for defense, it started off with man and we were fronting the guy and then doubling. And so the coach is barking out orders. And then when he switched to man, he's like, switch on everything. So I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to screen the heck out of him. Then we're going to, pass and screen away, or we're going to do ball screens to get guys open and cut. And so, but he was continually barking out orders. And then when I called a timeout and I drew up the 1-3-1,
Right.
He sees it and he's like, all right, guys, just be smart. Like, he had no idea what to do about it. No. I just started chuckling.
1-3-1 throw people. I'm telling you, that is a good thing to work on. I'd work on that on Thursday. I mean, I'm telling you, people can handle, even the one he threw at you is a little bit easier to counter, except when he did that one, like, kind of rotation. But 1-3-1 throw people. I don't know why. It does. That and the run and jump, if the run and jump is run well, it throws people. Because it's like, what are they doing? Are they manning? What? You know, it's like that.
Yeah. I tried doing that. So basically, towards the end of, I would say three quarters of the way through the first half, I went to a full court man. And basically, as soon as the guard starts doing a speed dribble, the closest guy jumps him, right? So run and jump, and then you have to rotate. At that point, we're trapping. Now the other three guys are in a zone, takeaway, sideline, middle, and back, right? But their guards were just too – their guards were more athletic than some of my guards.
So you know what I've done is – and this can work. I've done it at my level even – is first pass, trap. That's it.
That's it.
So we call it, like, fire. And as soon as the ball comes over half court, the first pass it's made – and usually we say to the side, but the first pass – because if they pass to the top, we don't do it. But the first one passes the side, we trap. Because we know it's coming, they don't.
Right.
You know,
so you only do that
once.
You do that when they cross half.
Yeah,
you
don't half do it court. The back. Yep, first pass, pass half court. Throw it. Yeah. They usually, most offenses enter on a wing, and then we work on. We sell. We're only doing this one time, and then we're on a straight man or whatever you're going to pack line or no middle or funnel down or whatever you're running. We're going to do it once. So they pass it to the wing, and then I say, this is like our house is on fire. You got to go. We're selling out. You can't make it. Yeah. We give up a lap. We give up. I don't care. You're just taking the closest passes away. And the point from all of my youth and high school, it always is a plus to do it. Always works, but you can't do it.
Really?
Times. You can only do it like 5 or 6 times, and they got to sell out. Like, they got to go, like, they got to know that we're trapping. This is, we're going for the steal. We're going to get layups because we get 3 layups. They get 1 layup. We're up 4. It's a plus.
So when you trap the first pass, right? So the guard comes over, he passes to the wing. The guy who was guarding, the guy who made the pass.
It's the two closest guys. Whoever's
so it's
the
not necessarily the guy who was defending the guy who made the pass.
Nope.
It's not necessarily him.
Nope.
Okay.
Play and with it. You can make different rules on it. We've made rules where your guy passes, you're the one trapping.
Yeah.
But we've also done the two closest. But it's like, it just depends on how fast and how athletic they can get to the spots. They usually look to pass back to where they were. You know, it's on a wing, so they only have so many options, you know. So, I say the pass across is where they want to go. That's the one where you sit and you can get the steal and you're going to get a layup. They don't look to the post on a pan because they're panicked. It's like, what the hell? You haven't trapped us for 6 minutes, and now you trap us 3 straight times?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll run fire a couple times, and I'll take it off.
Yeah.
And then we'll just run our man because they won't know. They don't know, or we'll run fire after a timeout or something like that. But it's so easy to put in, and they like it, and it that's why it works. The plus minus is crazy good.
I've done the as soon as they come over half, we're gonna trap the first pass. But the guy who's defending, the point guard who brings it over, you're basically following the ball, and you and the other guy are going to be setting the trap. The issue there is if he wants to go back. And so if that guy's not running down the passing lane, hands up, you know, they can make that pass back, and then that guy drives right down the middle.
Right. Right.
You know?
I mean, it's like I want everybody on that side. I wanted the skip pass to be the only thing that beats us.
So you have everybody rotate. You've everybody rotate.
Because it's your house is on fire, man. You're going to get the water. Everyone's coming over. Skip is fine because then as soon as the pass is out, when we practice scramble, but it's basically find somebody to guard then. We're man.
Right.
Find somebody. Yeah. I don't care. We can switch back later. But it's like you basically get five guys on one side of the court.
Right.
And you'll get steals. It sounds like your guards are pretty athletic. You'll get steals if they're quick, they sit back. Yeah. You know, and again, part of that's you got to just do it. And it's like they learn those reads. They really do learn those reads.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to think about that. Yeah. Fire. I like it.
Your house is on fire. I'm not that original, you know.
We got to do something.
Fire.
Yeah, the ship is sinking. Like we need some turnovers here.
It's one of those things. It's like they've made a little run. Let's throw fire at them for a couple of possessions. It's just enough because you've seen enough games. Like all you got to do is get the momentum shifted. Like because when things start going, it's like crap. I got to stop it from getting worse. It's like Celtics game today. It was close until, and then they just whoop, and it's like we didn't have a counter. You need a counter.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So that was that game. It was funny when in the second half when we were running the 1-3-1 and we had like four turnovers in the first five possessions. One of the kids on the bench is like, "Why are we playing this the whole game?" Well, because you're going to figure it out at some point. We have it in our back pocket to like spring on them and you can use it for five, six possessions. And then
there's your future coach. There's your future coach right there, baby.
Yeah. That's so true.
I know. Why do we just give the ball to Giannis and have him dribble to the basket every time? I don't know. You'd have to ask Bud.
Seriously. It's funny at halftime, I ran over and I looked at the book and I had one of my dads doing the book. And I tell him, if it's a two-pointer, write two. But if they score in the paint, put a circle around it. And that way I know whether or not the twos are in close to the hoop or if it's an outside shot. And so I ran over, I looked at the book real quick. And like all of their twos had circles around them. And I'm like, they're just killing us inside because they had that big kid number 10. And so I went over and I'm like, all right, we're going to start off. We're going to throw a zone at them on defense in the second half to just get everybody in the middle. And the zone that I use when we have penetrating guys, so it sets up like a 3-2, but the guy at the top, we call him the revolver. And so basically he follows and comes down the lane line all the way down to the block. He'll go all the way back up and all the way down. And then the two bigs on the blocks, if it gets kicked out to the 3-point, they come over and the revolver will come down here. So basically the revolver stays between the ball and the hoop at all times, right? We'll either do that or we'll do the rotation where this big will come over. This big then goes over to cover that block. And then the guard comes down to turn it into a 2-3. So depending upon... Yep. What we're doing. So I said, all right, we're going to do 32 revolver so that, we can stop this penetration.
I've done that with the guy coming. I like that.
Yeah. It typically works if you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, if they're not shooting from outside and they're just driving, because that guy is staying between the ball, they have to get past the guy who's in front of them. Then they got to get past the revolver. And if they get past them, then the weak side can go over and help. So it's really effective at shutting down kind of that penetration. But what was happening was because we didn't have anybody specifically manning up on number 10, he just found the openings within the zone. And nobody, he just caught it and he was able to
score.
They had 25 points at half, and 3 minutes later, we're running 32 revolver, and they were up to 37. I go to the guy at the book. I'm like, how many did they have at half? He's like, 25. I'm like, all right, they just scored like 12 points on us in like no time. I'm like, all right, we're getting rid of no more 32 revolver.
They, well, it sounds like they had some legit players, though, too. It sounds like they had some legit players.
They did. Yeah, that big was – he was a problem. And then, again, when we doubled off of him and the guard dropped to take away the other big, that athletic guard just – I mean, he just would crash and they'd find him. And so they were – yeah, they had good players. They definitely had very good players. But
– what are you going to do about that? Like, sometimes it's just like, all right, well – were your boys frustrated? Were they mad? Were they, if they lost to him twice this year, is like, how do they feel about this? That's part of the battle.
The first time we lost to him, I didn't have one of my starters. So I think there was hope that this time, since we had the starter, that we would do well. And when they went to man, we beat them. If it was a man v man game, the entire game, we would have won. Very confident in that. But so they were, I mean, it was a championship game, you know, they were upset. Well, but
I think that's a good point to them, that we got to figure this out. We got to be able to hit shots from the outside. We got to be able to find space. I mean, I think that's a legitimate conversation. I would have that some the next practice.
Yeah, like,
that's your bar, and we play him in man, but that coach knows what he's doing. He's not going to play man against us next time, because we'll see him again. So what are we going to do the next time? Like, we got to hit those shots. We got to handle the pressure. We got to, like, stop, you know. I think that's a discussion you have, because that's the learning part. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, if you feel like you can play a man versus man, then they're not that much better than you. They're, you know, they're longer maybe, or a little bit more athletic, but that doesn't mean they're that much better.
Yeah. Our man offense is, they've been doing it since fifth grade. So they're really, really good at it.
Yeah. That's why he's not
so
doing
they're
it.
Just, yeah. So that's, and it's funny, ever since fifth grade, playing against the zone has always been our Achilles heel. And it wasn't until probably a year ago that we actually kind of cracked it. And they've been getting a lot better at it. But
you beat zones by shooting.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Like, you can't zone me. If I can shoot from outside consistently and we move the ball, you can't beat. Yeah, I mean, I want you to zone us. Like, if we can shoot from the outside. So he's zoning you because he knows he can't man you because you're going to break him down. So now he's going to try to turn you over and he's going to try to let you take outside shots. Because that's why it's turnover initial is my guess. And then we're going to pack. We're going to go at
the paint make. So if we do get a shot up, it's an outside shot. And so they got to shoot, and we do a ton of shooting, but
no, but I mean, I think that's a mental part to them. It's like, well, the next time we play them, I mean, I always have these discussions. It's like the next time we play them, here's what's going to happen. And we're going to hit those shots and we're going to be ready to take them. Right. And then, you know, did you crash the boards? Did they beat you in transition then at when you missed? What happened?
They were getting the rebounds. I mean, they had two kids that were taller than any of my kids. We weren't getting a ton of offensive rebounds. Even defensive rebounds were tough. And that's kind of been an Achilles heel with this team as well. Matter of fact, we went into this tournament and I told them, guys, the one thing I want everybody to focus on this tournament is boxing out. I just want to own the boards. I want all five guys to box out. The other thing they do, which drives me up a wall, is the pass gets kicked out. The kid on the other team is about to shoot a three and they run and they jump as if they're actually going to block the 3-point shot, right? If they don't foul them, I said, listen, if you don't, you're either going to foul them and then you're going to give them three free throws, or you've just completely taken yourself out of
the play. Don't do that. That's a terrible thing.
I know. I've told them multiple times. I said, here's what we do. We run out, chop, chop, chop. put your hand in his face so he can't see. If the shot goes up, spin and pin, spin and box.
My theory is I don't care how you close out. Just close out and keep him in front of you. Just close out. Like, I don't care which hand, whatever. Just get out there. And then I would, if they go, and I would challenge them. If you want to keep doing that, then show me all the NBA teams and all the college teams that have run bys. Like, show me all of those, because you will not see them.
It's funny you say that, because I'm watching. So one of my sons is on the team, and I was watching the Celtics Bucks today. I think it was Horford. He runs out and he jumps up to try to block a three and flies by the guy. And my son's like, "Hey, Dad, if the kids on the team are watching this, they're gonna point
it out." That's one. So again, the stats teacher is going to tell your son that's an observational study. That's one. I'll show you 8,500 other ones that doesn't happen. So again, there you remember the one. I'll show you. Let's go through the whole game and watch all the closeouts on threes.
Yeah. So we had three games before the championship game, and I had an assistant, and so he was tracking the rebounds, and we out-rebounded the other team in all three games. And one of them, our biggest win, we out-rebounded them. I think it was 23 rebounds to 7. And I said, "Guys, listen, look, here are the stats. We out-rebounded. This gets us a second, a third opportunity, and it keeps them to only one. We have more possessions, right? So, you know, then they're getting, and that's how you win games. So that's what we got to do. But man, I don't know, getting kids to like box out. It's just the shot goes up and they either turn, stand and watch, or the shot goes up, their hands go up and they start going towards the rim. Right. It's just like,
there's a reason at last second shots, there's always the putback, because everyone watches. It's always the putback. Watches. It's not the shot. It's the putback on the last second shot that wins the game. Yeah. I know.
I've got like maybe three kids that will consistently box out. The shot goes up. They don't, their eyes come off the ball. They look for a guy, hit him with the forearm, spin and box him out. But it's like, guys, I need everybody, all five guys.
Everybody. What, you didn't happen to tape this game?
No. Okay. I didn't tape it.
Okay.
No, unfortunately.
If you play them again, I'd like to see this team.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'd like to see. I'd like to see then you playing that. That would be interesting. I'd be able to tell more by video than, I mean, of course. Obviously. Yeah.
All right.
If you play them again, I'd be intrigued.
If we play them again, so we've got a tournament. Yeah, we've got a couple more tournaments in this, two or three more this spring season. So if we play them again, which is there's a real possibility, I'll have somebody record it. We can go through it.
Even a little bit of on iPhone, it doesn't matter, because it will be good enough to be able to see it. But it would be, So give me the idea of length. Like, how tall are they? Are they 3 or 4 inches taller than your guys? Like, how much? What's the difference here?
I mean, my big is a tough kid, but he's not the most athletic. He's gotten a lot better. He's not the most athletic, but he's strong. The other kid was he's just skilled. And he had probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches on him. And if he got it down the post, he was either scoring or he was dishing and he would clean up a lot too. He would clean up a lot on the boards. I think he might have had more points on putbacks just because, our kids weren't always boxing him out. So. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's what I had that was fresh on my mind. I was like, I wonder what you would have done against that 1-2-2 thing. And it's always, I'm driving home with my son. And I'm like, all right, I'm like, darn it, I should have pulled the guy away from the nail, because my son was guarding.
Yeah, you want space. I think space is the key. I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I love your office, Coach. You got a lot of bookshelves.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's a lot there built in. Yeah.
I love that. I'm a book person too, so you can tell. All right, till next time, Coach. I'm going to go eat dinner. I haven't eaten dinner yet. So.
Oh, my. All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.